There is a growing recognition that circulating tumor cells play a crucial role in the development of metastases. Since more than 90% of cancer-related deaths are due to metastases, targeting and eliminating CTCs is a promising area of research that aims to reduce cancer morbidity and mortality, preventing metastases at a very early stage. But based on this knowledge, some methodologies to kill and retain large number of CTCs have been proposed, such as microtube functionalization with antibodies, selectin, and TRAIL. However, the detection and kill rates of these techniques is between 30 and 41%. The project aims to develop a device to improve the CTC's capturing efficiency with a simple design, inexpensive, and able to handle large blood volumes without the need of blood separation techniques. Taking this into account, the device will be constituted by a serpentine of a hemocompatible microtube to flow blood patient for several hours. At the beginning of the tube, silica-coated magnetic nanoparticles functionalized with antibodies for epithelial, mesenchymal, and stemness markers will be mixed with the blood. These nanoparticles will bind to CTCs, and at the end of the microtube magnets will be present in the external walls to attract and catch the CTCs already bound to nanoparticles. Afterwards, the microtube will be cleaned and the CTCs will be eliminated. The project takes advantage of extensive knowledge of I3S team on magnetic nanoparticles characterization and modification, and also take advantage of the expertise of the collaborating team from Texas University for the in vivo biological assessments using different microscopes where a multi-scale imaging will be acquired. The proposed work is a completely novelty for the multi-applications of the nanoparticles, magnetic nanoparticles. Until now, we'd like to highlight the following progresses. The nanoparticles were fully characterized and their production method was optimized. The chemical functionalization of the nanoparticles was optimized for the three antibodies. The magnetic device was optimized with the well-established parameters, such as microtube diameter and length. The majority of the nanoparticles were retained in the device. 46.6% of the CTCs suspended in a cell culture medium were captured by the magnetic device. For future works, the magnetic device will soon be tested with magnetic nanoparticles functionalized with the three antibodies, because for now we just test this equipment with the nanoparticles functionalized with just one antibody in order to improve the CTC's capturing efficiency. In vivo cell studies will be concluded with the whole blood tests. And also, CTC retention and elimination percentage achieved by this technique will also be evaluated in vivo by a mice model. The new method proposed in this project to collect and eliminate CTCs holds a considerable promise for the future, since it is already known that early diagnosis and treatment of metastases associated with CTCs not only improve the survival rates of the patients but also dramatically reduce treatment costs. Furthermore, the new device proposed in this project should have a simple design, and its production should be less expensive than other target cancer therapies or immunotherapies. Thank you for your attention.